This is the Middle East Report on GCR. Accurate and independent news from Israel and the Middle East with Jennifer Neville.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this edition of the Middle East Report. In response to Israel's war with Iran, we first hear from CBN's Joshua Swanson with the latest news.
Along the mountainous frontier between Iraq and Iran, Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are reportedly mobilizing as American and Israeli airstrikes weaken Iranian positions in the region. Iran has already responded by striking Kurdish headquarters inside Iraqi Kurdistan. Security concerns are also affecting daily life here in Jerusalem. Authorities have temporarily closed the Temple Mount and other holy sites in the Old City to all worshippers from every faith.
The Homefront Command directives called for the temporary closure of holy sites here in the Old City of Jerusalem, including the Western Wall and the Temple Mount. These precautions already proved to be necessary, as we've seen an Iranian warhead land just a few hundred meters from the holy sites only a number of days ago, during Ramadan.
Israel has also targeted Hezbollah positions in Lebanon as tensions are rising along Israel's northern border. Nearly 500,000 Hezbollah supporters evacuated southern Lebanon while Israeli forces launched 24 attacks in the last 24 hours. Israeli leaders say the coming days could determine whether the war remains contained or pulls more nations into a widening Middle East conflict. Joshua Swanson, CBN News.
As missiles are coming, some have landed in Tel Aviv and Beit Shemesh. To find out how Magen David Adom, Israel's main emergency ambulance service, has responded to the crisis, Paul Calvert spoke to MDA's Anne Ayalon.
Well, immediately when the war began, this was on our Sabbath, on Shabbat, Magen David Adom was on full alert. That means all of our ambulances and first responder vehicles were out and around throughout the country, ready for any kind of help. And again, we sent out a call for people to donate blood because we're always concerned about a potential shortage of blood. So we actually are very well prepared, except that we are fully extended so that while our vehicles are well maintained and everything is set, if there was something extraordinary, such as a multi-casualty disaster, it would really stretch our resources.
What sort of things are the MDA having to deal with?
Well, for example, when Beit Shemesh had that bomb falling on the one building, and we had actually 9 casualties there. This was a very difficult time for us. There was, of course, a lot of rubble, and you had to get the vehicles close enough, and you had to get our paramedics there to help search for bodies and respond to those who needed care. There were quite a few wounded, and so we had to take care of those immediately.
I imagine it's very traumatic when you're actually going into a scene where everything's just full of devastation, but then you're finding bodies and bodies of children as well.
You know, our paramedics and our EMTs and our dispatchers are the most amazing people. They do undergo regular psychological therapy to help them maintain their calm and their steadiness when they are giving treatment, when they're seeing such difficult scenes. In these tragedies, they are steadfast and working efficiently. They have trained so well that it almost becomes a gut response. They know exactly what to do without having to think about it. And that makes our Magen David Adom one of the most unusual medical emergency response teams in the world. We've just had so much experience at this, unfortunately, that they know exactly what to do.
And the people that are responding to these things, they're volunteers as well, aren't they?
90% of our staff, we have many Muslims and Christians working with Orthodox Jews and secular Jews to help each other, our volunteers. So we have 36,000 on staff, there are 30,000, more than 30, about 32,000 that are volunteers. That means EMTs and paramedics and nurses and doctors, they all jump to it when something happens, and they're on call, and the ones who are closest to the incident or the tragedy are the ones who will get there first and take care of the situation. They are immediately in contact with the dispatch center, so we know exactly what's going on. The dispatch centers are also in touch with the nearest hospitals. There is an immediate communication between all of the forces there, whether it's the Israel Defense Force or the police or the fire department, whatever is needed. They're all on hand and they're all in communication. It's really an amazing system to be able to help the victims as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Does the MDA move their ambulances to certain locations so that they can respond better?
Absolutely. So we'll have them in, of course, in the main cities, but also on the outer skirts, on the areas where we know that Iran or Hezbollah is targeting, or where there might be a terror incident. So we have to, unfortunately, too much experience at this and know really where to keep most of our vehicles. Many of them are with the paramedics and EMTs in their homes. For example, our ambulance drivers are all volunteers. They may have them in their homes so that they can zoom out very quickly to the location.
What are the needs right now for the MDA?
We are doing a blood donor locations, but we need the 4x4 vehicles. They are really helping us get across much of the terrain. We do have mountainous terrain, a lot of rubble, so we need those. We need maintenance for our helicopters. These are often airlifting very quickly from a location which might take an hour or even an hour and a half to get to the right hospital, especially if there is a congested area in a city. So they can airlift and get them there in 10 to 15 minutes. So the helicopters can be very, very important for us. We also are looking for just the basic supplies. We constantly have to resupply our stock of tourniquet and shots and gloves, bandages, all these basic things. I know it does not sound particularly necessary, but we go through a lot of this in this time of war. And so those really are our needs, some 4x4 ambulances and other kinds of donations.
Now, I've seen in Jerusalem when they're collecting blood donations, how long does blood last when they give the blood?
Well, we have a blood processing center in Ramleh, which is it's a world-class center. It's also, half of it is underground, and all the blood is stored underground. That is, it's a huge bomb shelter in itself. And this is a fairly recent structure. It's fully redundant, triple redundant, I don't know how else to say it, with the water, the air, the gas, all of the things, the electricity, everything that you would need to run an operation. It is fully, fully redundant. This is where 98% of our blood is processed and stored, and then it is dispersed to the hospitals on a daily basis. We do freeze the blood. You know, we separate the plasma and the platelets and everything for use. We can give the blood directly, and we have done that on the battlefield. But the blood processing allows us to use it in the most efficient way. And it can last, different aspects can last up to, I believe it's 3 months in the frozen. Generally speaking, we need to renew the blood every few days. So it's a constant process for us.
What is your website for people who'd like to know more about the work that you do?
Well, it is very simple. It's www.cfmda.com. That's Christian Friends of Magen David Adom.com. We also have the Facebook page, which is Christian Friends MDA. So you can see regular postings, daily postings of what's happening in Israel, what Mada is doing, but not just Mada, what people in Israel are doing to help each other. Basically, we're telling good stories. There's nothing negative there, but it is good information. So the Facebook page is much more active. The website is really for donations.
What is your prayer for the MDA at this time?
My prayer is that our people stay calm and steadfast, that our people have strength to carry on. They are working many long hours, overtime, and it's not because of pay. It is because they look at this as a mission and as a purpose. And we want to make sure that they are protected. We pray that their safety is also in God's hands and that they have the spirit and the energy to carry on.
That was Anne Eilon. Please continue to pray for Israel and for the work of the emergency services. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.
Stay tuned to GCR for more up-to-date news from Israel and the Middle East with Jennifer Neville.